أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين إذ قال إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان قال يا بني
والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة، ولكل واحدة منهما بنون، فكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا، فإن اليوم عمل ولا حساب، وغدا حساب ولا عمل. أو كما قال رضي الله عنه: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, and my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have recited to you as part of the khutbah a statement of the great companion الصحابي دي كزن عن السن لو أفور النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the fourth caliph of Islam حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه he says ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة This world is going away from us with its back towards us. وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً And the Akhirah, the afterlife, the next life, The life hereafter is coming from the front. So the world is going away and the Akhirah is coming. Every second is taking us away from this world and bringing us nearer and nearer to the life hereafter. يسر المرء ما ذهب الليالي ولكن ذهابهن له ذهابا Upon the passing of the days and nights, the human rejoices. We also, the followers of the greatest prophet, محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم due to our weaknesses, due to our shortcomings. Imitate other nations and celebrate birthdays. Last year I was only 25, now I am 26. My child was only 4 years old, now my child is 5. يَسُرُّ الْمَرْأَ مَا ذَهَبَ الْلَيَالِي The passing of the days and nights makes a person happy. وَلَكِنْ ذَهَابُهُنَّ لَهُ ذَهَابًا But little does he realize that the passing of the days and nights in reality is his passing away from this world. Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامُ يَبْنَ آدَمْ O the son of Adam, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامُ What are you? You are nothing but days. What is your life? Your life is made up of years. The years are made up of months. The months are made up of days. The days are made up of hours. The hours are made up of minutes. The minutes are made up of seconds. This is what you are. If the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated for you did not exist, you would not have existed. When a human departs from this world, his body is fully intact. His eyes are there, his ears are there, his teeth, his lips, his brain, The whole body is there. The body that was there a few seconds ago when he was alive, that same body is still there. So what is missing?
The time is missing. The time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allocated for him is gone. So what is the reality of our lives? إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٍ. You are made up of a few days. Some people are made up of 60 years, some 70 years, some 80 years, some 50 years, some only 20 years. Some pass away in their teens because they are made up of only 15 years, 12 years. Some depart in their childhood because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated only 2 years for them, 3 years for them. So our life is not the bungalow that we live in. Our life is not the position that we enjoy, the status that we enjoy. Our life is not the wealth that we have accumulated. Our life is not this body. Our life is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. If that time exists, we exist. If that time expires, we expire. So Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٍ يَبْنَ آدَمْ أَوْ the son of Adam, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٍ. You are nothing but days. What are you? You are days. You are made up of days. Now if you are made up of days, then if a day passes from your life, then part of you has gone. يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامٍ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ مِنْكَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْدُكَ. If a day has passed from your life, then because you are made up of days, that means part of you has gone. So if last year we were 25 and now we have become 26, should we be rejoicing or should we feel grief? Because part of us has gone. 12 months of our lives has gone. 360, 365, 366 days of our life has gone. Should we be rejoicing? If a father gives his son £300 to spend on a holiday, he goes on a holiday and he spends £50 and he is left with £250. When he thinks about the £50 that is gone, will he rejoice or will he feel grief? Another £50 goes. So he's left with 200. Another 50 goes. He's left with 150. Whenever he looks at the money that is gone, will he rejoice or will he feel grief? Similarly, my friends, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, it is a commodity. It is an asset. And if part of it goes, we should feel grief. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. The life is decreasing like the melting ice. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. The life is decreasing like the melting ice. Chupke chupke, quietly, quietly. Rafta rafta, slowly, slowly. Dam badam, breath by breath. Second by second. We do not even realize that our life is decreasing. In fact, shaitan and nafs has seduced us, has deceived us to think that the more the days pass, the more we feel happy that I'm growing up. We do not realize that I am getting smaller and smaller. My life is decreasing day by day, second by second. And the asset or the commodity of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted me to prepare for the life hereafter is slipping away from my hands. And we should experience grief after 1 year that what I was supposed to have done in that 1 year to acquire Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have failed to do so. What does a businessman do at the end of the year? He will look at the profit and the loss. What profit has the business made and what loss has it incurred? This is what each and every mu'min is supposed to do on his birthday. He should take stock of his life. The 12 months that have passed, have I been able to acquire the pleasure of my Creator? Have I been able to acquire Jannatul Firdaus? Have I been able to acquire any status in the eyes of my Creator, in the eyes of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? From the point of view of Sharia, where do I stand as far as the last 12 months are concerned? We need to take stock of our lives before the day of the reckoning. We need to reckon ourselves not only every year, not only every month, not only every week, not only every day. We need to reckon ourselves every moment of our lives. Before doing anything, we need to question ourselves. The step that I am about to take, is it going to bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or am I about to incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Before doing anything, we must ask this question. Is this something beneficial for me in this world or the hereafter? Is this beneficial in the hereafter? If the answer is no, is this going to benefit me in the hereafter? If the answer is yes, carry it out. If the answer is no, then the second question should be, is it beneficial for me in this world? If the answer is no, we should immediately stop. If the answer is yes, then okay, you may carry it out, because there are so many worldly benefits that a person also requires. Upon taking every step, we need to question ourselves, assessment. And after carrying out a particular deed, we need to take stock again. Have I spent my time in the right activity? Did it bring any benefit in the hereafter? Could I have done something better than what I had done? Because there could be two religious activities, two dini activities. One could have brought me 50 rewards, the other could have brought me 100 rewards. If that was the case, then in reality, although I have acquired 50 rewards, I have wasted my time. Because if I had engaged myself in this activity, I would have been able to acquire 100 rewards. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Oh people, take account of yourselves, take account of your lives, reckon yourself before you are reckoned on the day of Qiyamah. حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. It is better that we take stock of our lives today before we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes our account. That day is to come, my friends, when everything will be in the open. Everything will be in the open. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Each person will find his book of deed open in front of him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ. Read your book of deed. Read your own biography. Each and every second of your life has been recorded from the time you had reached puberty, from the time you became baligh, until you breathed your last. Not a single second has remained unrecorded. Everything is recorded. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. Each and every item will be recorded when this person will flip through his book of deeds. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the correct understanding and grant us all the concern and the worry to prepare for this day. the day of Hisab, the day of reckoning. When the person will flip through this book, he will see that any word that he had uttered has been recorded. Any insignificant amal and deed that he had carried out has been recorded. Everything is there, each and every item. What he did in public has been recorded. What he has done behind closed doors has been recorded. What he has done during the day has been recorded. What he has done in the darkness of the night has been recorded. Everything is there. He will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. This book is great. This book is strange. I just can't believe. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً. It does not leave a small insignificant item, neither does it leave something which is major. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. But it has recorded it. ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. And they will find each and every action, amal, deed of theirs present in that book. It will be written, it will be recorded. ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. Your Rabb, your Lord, your Creator will not oppress anybody. He is just. He will treat everybody with justice. Each item will be recorded. When this person will see everything recorded. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. If a person will perform an atom of good, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. If a person will perform an atom of evil, he will see on the day of Qiyamah. Any significant, insignificant amal, good or bad, will be recorded and it will be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reckon him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his account. So when this person will see that each and every item has been recorded, Allahu Akbar. At that time, this person will wish, يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء. When this person will see that every good that I have done is also recorded, every evil that I have done is also recorded, and I see nothing but disaster for me, destruction for me. What will he wish at that time? تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. At that time he will wish that I wish there was a very long distance between myself and the day of Qiyamah. I wish I was far, far away from this day. Dr. Abdullahi Arifi, rahimahullah ta'ala, the Shaykh of Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, hafidahullah ta'ala, he states that our book of deeds are so filthy. We remain deceived, my friends, because we never take stock of our lives. If we were to sit down after this program, just for 5 minutes in the masjid, and take stock of that last 24 hours only, and see what good we have performed and what evil we have done, we will know where we stand. Only the last 24 hours, we will know where we stand, as far as the account in the hereafter is concerned, as far as Jannah and Jahannam is concerned. Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say that on the day of Qiyamah, our book of deeds are so filthy, filled with sins, filled with evil, which we carry out hiding from people, hiding from our wives, hiding from our friends, from the community that we live in. He says, our a'mal are so filthy, and due to our a'mal being filthy, the book of deed will be so filthy, that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to talk to somebody in secret without anybody knowing, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to say to him, that look at your book of deed. Like he will say, اقرأ كتابك, read your book of deed. كَفَا بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Today we do not need anybody to decide your fate. You yourself is enough to reckon your own book of deed. You yourself is enough to reckon your life, because it's black and white, clear. You will know where you stand. Read, read everything. You will not be able to deny anything. When he will flip through his book of deed, when he will read his own life, and when he will see the filth of his life, and when he will believe that he is doomed, and he will have to go to the fire of Jahannam. If at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret was to give him a choice. Give him a choice between entry into Jahannam and his wife reading his book of deed. Dr. Abdullah Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi said that if Allah was to give him a choice in secret, that look, you know you have to go to the fire of Jahannam. You are doomed. Look at your book of deed. But I will grant you respite, and I will relieve you from this punishment of the fire of Jahannam if you let your wife read your book of deed. If you let your friend read your book of deed. If you let your husband read your book of deed. If you let your student read your book of deed. If you let your teacher read your book of deed. Dr. Abdullah Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that our book of deeds are so filthy with filthy amal that we will give preference to Jahannam over anybody else reading our book of deeds. Allahu Akbar. This day is to come, my friends. This day is to come. Let us reckon ourselves. Let us reckon our lives daily on it. And it will benefit us only. It will not benefit anybody else. It will benefit us. It will bring benefit to us. We will be able to realize where we stand. And when a person realizes, when a businessman realizes that I'm making 10% profit, 90% loss, so he will try to adjust his business so that the profit can increase and the loss can decrease. And slowly, slowly, the business will make 20% profit and 80% loss. And he will make more changes, and slowly, slowly it will be a 50% loss, 50% benefit, and then again he will work hard, he will look at the business, and slowly, slowly he will see more profit and less loss. Similarly, if we assess our lives on a daily basis, at least on a daily basis, my friends, daily basis, 24 hours before going to sleep, make muhasabah, take stock of your lives. Where did I spend my 24 hours today? Where did I spend my 24 hours? What did I do with my eyes today? What did I do with my ears today? What did I do with my tongue today? More good or more evil? Take stock of your lives. Where you see sleeping, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for forgiveness. Say to Allah, "Oh Allah, oh Allah, I ask for forgiveness and I make a firm resolution, I will not do this tomorrow." Continue with this muhasabah. If you see any shortcoming in your life, make istighfar before going to sleep. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Make a firm resolution not to repeat that mistake the following day. And what good you see in your life, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Him. And ask Him for tawfiq to do more of that good deed. If you continue with this practice, my friend, not within years, not within months, within weeks, you will see a difference in your religious life. Within weeks, you will see a difference in your religious life. حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of your lives and reckon your life before you are reckoned on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, he further says, وَزِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. وَزِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. When you see the good side of your life, that I have done this, I have done this, I have done this, alhamdulillah, I performed Fajr Salah, alhamdulillah, I recited the Quran, alhamdulillah, I read Tasbih, alhamdulillah, I did this, alhamdulillah, I did this. When you take stock of your life, when you see good side of your life, then number two, وَزِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُزَنُوا. Weigh your good deed before it is weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Check that good deed. Was it in accordance to the teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? I am feeling happy that I performed my Fajr Salat with Jama'at this morning. Yes, fine. But was it in accordance with the teachings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? The more it is according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more weighty it will be in the mizan, in the scale. And the more it is away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the more light it will become in the scale. So take stock of your lives. When you see evil, repent and make a firm resolution to do good from tomorrow. When you see good, wazinu qabla an tuzinu, then wait. Check the weight of that amal. And how do you check the weight of the amal? Number one, ask yourself, was it in accordance to the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And number two, check your ikhlas. Were you sincere in performing this Fajr Salat with Jamaat? Or were you in the masjid early in the morning at 6 o'clock so that people can praise you? What was your motive? What was your intention? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are dependent upon intentions. When a person performs a good deed, if the intention is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be rewarded. But if the intention and the motive is not the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to praise, to acquire praise from people, to make other people happy, to earn something of this world, praise, money, wealth, whatever, then this deed will not be rewarded. This deed will become a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishing him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like anybody doing any deed for the pleasure or for the gain of anything other than his pleasure. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, one who wishes to meet his creator, one who wishes to meet his creator whilst the creator is happy, one who wishes to meet his creator whilst the creator is happy, what should he do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, he should perform good deed. And what is a good deed? A good deed is that deed which is performed according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He should perform good deed according to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And he should not make any other person partner in that deed. It should only be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا, حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا, وزنوا قبل أن توزنوا. Reckon yourself before you are reckoned on the day of Qiyamah, and weigh your good deeds before they are weighed on the day of Qiyamah. وتأهبوا للعرض الأكبر. الله أكبر. حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says, وتأهبوا, by doing this prepare yourself for that supreme court. وَتَأَهَبُوا لِلْعَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ, for that great day, for that great court. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself by taking stock of your lives. Instead of taking stock of our lives, we feel happy. We feel happy. I am 25, I am 26, I am 27. We do not celebrate New Year. On the 1st of Muharram, we should take stock of the full year. What have I achieved in that full year? On our birthday, we should not rejoice. We should feel grief that another year of my life has passed without my doing anything for my Creator. يَسُرُّ الْمَرْءَ مَا ذَهَبَ اللَّيَالِي وَلَكِنْ ذَهَابُهُنَّ لَهُ ذَهَابًا. That passing of the days and the nights makes a person happy. Yet he does not realize that the passing of the days and nights in reality is his passing away from this world. So we need to make preparation for the life hereafter, my friends. We need to make preparations for the life hereafter. إِرْتَحَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا مُدْبِرَةً. This world is going away from us. With its back turned towards us. We are running after the dunya. We are running towards the dunya. And the dunya is running away from us. إِرْتَحَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا مُدْبِرَةً. We are trying to hoard wealth. We are trying to acquire fame. We are trying to fulfill our desires. This is all dunya. Wealth, dunya. Wealth, dunya. Fame, dunya. Fulfilling desires, dunya. All this is dunya. Now if wealth is being acquired, if the desires are being fulfilled, and if a person is being granted fame, remaining within the limits of Sharia without breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is not dunya. The meaning of dunya simply is dunya which has been prohibited, dunya which has been criticized by Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that portion of dunya, that activity of dunya, that behavior of a human which brings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's neglect, which brings neglect from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may be a millionaire, billionaire, but whilst being a millionaire and billionaire, if you look at his life, then each and every second of his life is in fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fulfills the demand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every occasion. Then this person, despite being a millionaire or a billionaire, is not a worldly person. He is the person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there may be a very poor person who lives in a hut, who does not have enough money to fill his belly, but deep inside he has love for wealth, he has love to fulfill his desires, and he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going here and there, all the while thinking about his unlawful desires. He wants to fulfill these desires. Then despite not having a single cent, despite not having a single penny, this person is not the person of the Akhirah. This person is the person of this world. So, irtahalati dunya mudderatan. All this that we are after, wealth, 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 wealth. We are running after the wealth and the wealth is going away from us. Wealth is going away from us. If you are 50 years old, and if you are going to live till 60, then all the wealth that you have got, despite your accumulating that wealth, every day is taking you away from that wealth. So you are running after the wealth, and the wealth is running away from you. You are running after fame, the fame is going away from you. You are running after fulfilling your desires, but the desires are moving away from you. إِرْتَحَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا مُدْبِرَةً. The world is running away from you. The world is turning its face away from you. وَرْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً. And the world is, and the Akhirat is coming towards you. Akhirat is coming nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer. تُجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا, جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا, بڑھاپے نے پھر آ کے کیا کیا ستایا, اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا. This is the whole life. This is the whole life. What is life? What is life? This is the whole life. Tujhe pehle bachpan mein barson khilaya. Your childhood made you play for years and years. When we were young, when we were children, the only interest was play and amusement. For 15 years approximately, the only objective in life is play, sports, amusement. Tujhe pehle bachpan mein barson khilaya. Then you entered your youth. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Now you became intoxicated with the vigor of youth. Now the only thing you look at, the only interest is, you want to look cool. You want to look the best. You want to adorn yourself to the extent that you can be the best in the whole community. You can be the best in the whole group. You want to become the ring leader. And the only thing that you are looking for is something that you can boast about. You want your mobile to be unique. You want your jacket to be unique. You want your hairstyle to be unique. You want your car to be unique. You want everything to be unique. You want everything to be unique. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. You became a madman. You became insane. You became insane. You had no respect for your parents. You were not prepared to think for a moment what a father is. You were not prepared to think for a moment what a mother is. You could not take out a single second to think about the favors of your mother, to think about the favors of your father. You were not prepared due to this intoxication of adornment, due to this intoxication of wanting to be unique in everything. You were not prepared to recognize the status of your imam. You were not prepared to recognize the status of the elders of the community. You were not prepared to recognize the status of your teacher. You are not prepared to recognize the status of anybody. Ash-shababu shu'batun min al-junun. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that youth is a department of insanity. A person becomes insane Only that person will not become intoxicated with the vigor of youth who will have taqwa. Who will have taqwa, who will have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, rather than becoming intoxicated with the vigor of youth, he will become intoxicated with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push him to do so many good things with the vigor and strength of this youth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shade under his throne on the day of Qiyamah. شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. You became intoxicated with only one thing. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُونَ. This is childhood. The whole life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has capped the whole life in this half verse. Not the full verse, half verse only. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُونَ. This is the first phase of a human. لَعِبٌ وَلَهُونَ. Play and amusement. وَزِينَةٌ adornment, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ boastfulness, I am unique, there is nobody like me. And thereafter, the latter stages of the life, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. A person becomes relaxed, the only thing he is worried about is his children, the future of his children, his grandchildren, the future of his grandchildren. So he looks after his children, his grandchildren. He would like to see everybody settle down. He buys houses for everybody. He would like to settle them in businesses. And so he accumulates wealth. So wealth and children, wealth and children, wealth and children. This wealth and children, wealth and children, wealth and children takes him to the grave. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. This is your only intoxication when you are young. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala. This is your only intoxication that I should remain unique and ride at the top. I should remain number one amongst the youth of Gloucester. I should be looked at as the leader of the youth of Gloucester. This is the only intoxication. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala. And in order to remain right at the top, we are prepared to do anything. We are prepared to bully people. We are prepared to oppress people. We are prepared to steal. We are prepared to loot. We are prepared to enter those circles which takes us far, far away from the Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only so that we are seen to be something big. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala. This is your only intoxication that you want to remain right at the top. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Your adornment should be unique and your fashion should be unique. Your style should be unique. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. The poet further asks, jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala? Do you not realize that today you are young? Tomorrow you will enter your middle age, then you will become old, then you will become cold, and then people will fold you in the grave. Do you not realize that? Do you not realize that? That this youth will not remain forever and ever? Realize this. And after realizing this, ask yourself this question. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala? The one who is going to go in the grave, is this the type of life he spends in intoxication? Only one intoxication. I want to remain at the top and with unique fashion and unique adornment. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala, tujhe husne zahir mein dhoke mein dala. The apparent glitter of the world has deceived you. You do not realize what you are doing. You do not realize which path you are treading. You are treading the path of Jahannam, and this path of Jahannam is taking you away, far, far away from the path of Jannah. So friends, we need to remember, irtahalati dunya mukbilatan. Irtahalati dunya mudbiratan. This world is going away from us, with its back turned towards us. It doesn't want to know us. It just ignores us. Wartahalati al-akhiratu mukbilatan. The akhirat is coming from the front. Akhirat is coming from the front. And people are divided into two categories. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. Dunya and Akhirat. Each of them has sons. Some people choose to become the sons of this world. And some people choose to become the sons of the Akhirah. What is the meaning of sons of the world and sons of the Akhirah? Just as a son is very loyal to the father,
Some people choose to become loyal to this worldly life,
and others choose to become loyal to the life hereafter. The first group will do anything to give preference to the pleasures of this world, to the extent that they will even sacrifice the life hereafter. And the second group will do anything to make their hereafter better, to the extent that they will sacrifice the worldly life for the life hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in a hadith that any person who chooses to bring progress to this worldly life will have to sacrifice his hereafter. And any person who chooses to bring progress to his life hereafter, he will have to sacrifice this worldly life. And after mentioning this principle, he further says that this worldly life is temporary, the life hereafter is everlasting. Give preference to the everlasting life over the temporary life. Do not sacrifice the everlasting life for this temporary life. Do sacrifice the temporary life for the everlasting life. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. For each of them are sons. For each of them are people who are loyal to it. There are certain people who are loyal to the worldly life. They will do anything for the pleasures of the worldly life, and to the extent that they will even sacrifice the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result, the pleasures of the hereafter. And there are others who will give every sacrifice to give progress to their life hereafter. They will become loyal to the life hereafter, to the extent that they are able to give every sacrifice, sacrifice of health, sacrifice of wealth, sacrifice of pleasure, sacrifice of everything. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala says, فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Become from the sons of the Akhirah, and do not be from the sons of this world. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. If you are yet not the person who is loyal to the Akhirah, then become loyal to the Akhirah today. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Become loyal today. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness and say to Him that, Oh Allah, 13 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years of my life, I have spent in loyalty to the worldly life, and I have sacrificed my eternal progress of the hereafter. I repent to you from today. My objective in life is going to be the life hereafter, not the life of this world. فَكُنُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Become from those people who are loyal to the life hereafter. وَلَا تَكُنُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. And do not remain from those people who are loyal to this world. Do not remain from the people who are loyal to this world. Because this world is going to come to an end sooner or later. آگاہ اپنی موت سے کوئی بشر نہیں. آگاہ اپنی موت سے کوئی بشر نہیں. Each person knows that he will one day have to depart from this world, but he does not know when. It could be after 1 year, it could be after 1 month, it could be after 1 hour, it could be after 1 minute, it could be after 1 second. Agah apni maut se koi bashar nahi. No human is aware of the time of his death. Saman so baras ka hai, kal ki khabar nahi. He is preparing for 100 years, but he does not know what will happen to him tomorrow. Saman so baras ka hai, pal ki khabar nahi, pal ki khabar nahi. He is preparing for 100 years. He does not know what will happen in the next second. We may not be able to leave this masjid. It is possible that the coffin that is waiting in the storeroom could be for me or for either of you. The kafan that is ready in the masjid, it is possible that it is for me. It is possible that it is for you. It could be for anybody. Ya sahibi la taghtarir bi tana'umin fal umru yanfadu wan na'imu yazulu idha hamalta 'ala al qubur janazatan. فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. When you carry somebody's janazah into the qabrastan, at that time do not think to yourself that he is going. At that time remind yourself that it may be that the next janazah is yours. We need to remain prepared at all times. At all times, my friends. تُجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا. For years and years your childhood made you play. جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنو بنایا. Then you became young, insane, madman, not wanting to know anything except your own desires. selfish, you don't want to know how everybody else is feeling, how the father is feeling, how the mother is feeling, how the young brothers and sisters are feeling, how the uncles and the aunts are feeling. You don't want to know about anybody. You are only worried about yourself, your wants. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. Now after reaching the old age, you look back at your evil life and you look towards the qabar, that very soon qabar is coming. Now you are depressed, you are worried. Budhape ne phir aage kya kya sataya. And whilst you are going through this phase of depression, worry, concern, you cannot get up, you cannot do anything for the hereafter. You are just worried, 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 because shaitan and nafs has engulfed you in the sinful life. Budhape ne phir aage kya kya sataya. Whilst you are passing through this phase of old age, worried about the future and regretful over what has happened in the past, but you do not have the courage to repent and make a turning point in your life. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. The death will come and exterminate you totally. Exterminate you totally. So, فَكُنُوا مِنَ بَنَائِ الْآخِرَةِ. Be from the sons of the hereafter. Be loyal to the hereafter. وَلَا تَكُنُوا مِنَ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Do not be from those people who are loyal to this world. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. Remember one thing. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. This dunya is a place for amal. There is no hisab here. If you don't perform your fajr salat, nobody comes to question you. If you don't perform your Zohar Salat, nobody comes to question you. If you don't perform your Asar Salat, nobody comes to question you. Allah is so merciful, Allah is so merciful, that we don't perform our Fajr Salat, yet He does not deprive us of breakfast and tea. Allah is so merciful that we don't perform Zohar Salat, yet He does not deprive us of lunch. Allah is so merciful that we don't perform Asar Salat, yet He does not deprive us of tea. Allah is so merciful that we do not perform Maghrib Salah, yet He does not deprive us of supper. Allah is so merciful that we do not perform Isha Salah, yet He does not deprive us of sweet sleep. Ni'mah over ni'mah, respite over respite, respite over respite, chance over chance, chance over chance, chance over chance. But remember, فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ. This world is for amal. Amal, good or evil, it is your choice. وَلَا حِسَابٌ. There is no hisab here today. وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. But as soon as your soul departs and you enter the hereafter in the grave, which is the first station of the hereafter, وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. Then thereafter there is no amal, hisab will start. Reckoning will start. مَا رَبُّكَ. Who is your Rabb? مَا دِينُكَ. What is your religion? مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. He will be shown the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is your opinion regarding this person? Who is this person? On the day of Qiyamah, لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن خمس. Until the human answers five questions, he will not be able to move from the field of mahshar. عن عمره فيما أفنى. Where did you spend your life? وعن شبابه فيما أبلى. Specifically, I want to re-question you regarding your youth. Where did you spend your youth? وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ يَكْتَسَبَهُ. Where did you earn your wealth from? وَفِيمَ أَنْفَتَهُ. After earning the wealth, where did you spend it? وَعَمَّ عَمِلَ فِي مَعَالِمِ. And how much did you practice according to your ilm? So فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلْ وَلَا حِسَابْ. In this world, there is amal, there is no hisab. There is amal, there is no hisab. It is your choice. Become the sons of the Akhirah or become the sons of the hereafter. But remember, as soon as you depart from this world, وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. Then hisab will start. There is no choice after that. You cannot become the sons of the hereafter after you leave from this world. Hisab will start. So before you reach that stage of death, when the Malakul Maud extracts your soul, make sure that you work hard. You give preference to the life hereafter. You give preference to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You worry about that moment when you will have to depart from this world and stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give all your loyalty for the hereafter. If you are able to do this, then Allah will grant you peace, tranquility, peace of mind, tranquility of the heart whilst you are in this world. At the time of death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send angels who will comfort you. And you will depart whilst observing the favors of Jannah. And after you have departed,
then the qabr will become a garden from the gardens of paradise. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will grant you shade under His throne. Your book of deeds will be granted to you in your right hand. And you will pass and cross over the Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning. And as soon as you enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-Jannah. Peace be upon you, O the people of Jannah. And forever and ever, Salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. May the peace of Allah be upon you. Tibtum, you remain pure in the world because you are practicing my commands, and now you are pure forever and ever. Fadkhuluha khalidin. Enter into Jannah forever and ever, ever and ever, ever and ever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأهلنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.